Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 10th of May, 2021. We've got the best technology news that happened over the weekend, and it's coming at you in about 5 minutes. Things and windows are looking sunny in Sun Valley. Those of you know that term, Sun Valley, yeah, we kind of reported that back in January. That's going to be a whole new visual experience for Windows 10. The first on the agenda, those icons from 1995, yeah, they're finally going completely away. Though let it be said, the icons still look kind of similar. Particularly when it comes to those floppy disk drives. The visual style's somewhat updated, but that's about it. Though it is kind of funny that we still have icons for floppy drives. When's the last time you used one of those? Now, of course, other than these icons, there'll be File Explorer icon improvements. Plus, there'll be updates to both the Start menu and built-in applications alongside the new icons on the display. The visual refresh that Windows 10 users will be seeing will all be coming this October, if all goes well, of course, in the Windows 10 21H2 update. All right, iOS users out there, particularly iPhone users, we've been living now with 14.5 for a little while. Hands up of how many out there have said, don't track me across other apps. Well, if it's any indication of what the US users have been saying, then I get the feeling your hand is up. Yes, data has come in, and 96% of users in the US are opting out of app tracking in iOS 14.5. So basically, Facebook or anybody that relies on targeted mobile advertising, your worst nightmare has come true. We all know that Apple started enforcing a policy called app tracking transparency. That'll be, of course, for your iPhone, your iPad, and Apple TV apps. Asking you for permission, do you want this particular app to be tracking you everywhere across the net? Yeah, most people are saying, yeah, no. No, thank you. Looks like that full page ad that Facebook took out in newspapers, people didn't really care about. As far as where the data is coming from, it's actually coming from Verizon-owned Flurry Analytics. As far as other analytics coming in across the globe, while it's 4% in the US, the global number is looking a little bit higher. Apparently 12% of people are okay with being tracked around on the web. But it won't make advertisers any happier knowing that, no. Their estimate's actually way higher than 12%. Looks like you didn't know your target audience as best as you thought you did. Finally, going back a little bit here, last May, in fact. Yes, a whole year ago. I remember, or maybe you don't. A lot of things went on a year ago. Hell, what am I saying? They're still going on. Well, in any case, TiVo, yeah, they actually introduced their first dongle Android-powered television interface. For $70, you could get TiVo Stream in 4K and didn't have that big bulky box underneath your TV like before. This, of course, worked for things like Sling TV and Netflix, HBO, and of course, YouTube. Well, if all of you are sitting here saying, yeah, I totally missed this product. Well, if you missed it, chances are you're never going to get it. Number one, wasn't very successful. So unsuccessful, in fact, that TiVo has said, yeah, we're not going to be doing another one of these. Yes, according to TiVo, the company is planning to abandon completely its Android TV dongle. The reason? Well, they feel they no longer can compete using Android TV. One of the biggest hurdles, of course, is Google's new Google TV. Basically a Chromecast dongle that now runs Android TV. And costs about $20 less, too. The only good thing going now for the stock that is left on the Android TiVo TV, the price has dropped quite a bit. So if you're looking for something cheap and old hardware, it's actually been reduced to around $40. But after this announcement, yeah, I'd look for that price to go even lower. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Visit our website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network, including all of our podcasts at britishtechnetwork.com. Of course, we're over there on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and come join our BTN family over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of the conversation today, so get those fingers going. Just head to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, will be back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow. We will get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your week starts out on the right foot. Have yourself a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.